Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Warmer temperatures are on the way. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. A Colborne woman is facing drunk driving charges after allegedly putting her vehicle into a snowbank on Division Street in Hamilton Township last week. Provincial police say just before 5 a.m. Monday, officers observed a black four-door sedan with its front wheel lodged in the snowbank with the driver slouched over. Upon waking her up, police claimed to have smelled alcohol. The driver was transported back to the detachment, where it is alleged that the breath test of the driver registered over 3 times the legal limit. She will appear in court later this month. Port Hope Council has set its municipal budget. Councillors set on a 2.7% tax increase, translating to an additional $140 per household. $3.8 million in significant upgrades to parks and recreational spaces, including Rapley Park, Optimist Park, and ongoing planning for Welcome Park and open spaces, while $6.1 million in critical water, wastewater, and stormwater investments to support long-term infrastructure reliability and growth. If you have Shrove Tuesday pancakes in mind for February 17th, you could not only get a good feed, but do some good for your community at the 4th Annual Pancake Brunch at St. George's Anglican Church in Grafton. This event has become a reliable fundraiser for Habitat for Humanity in Northumberland County, helping the organization complete its 7-unit townhouse development in Baltimore last spring. The event runs from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the church on County Road 2 in Grafton. Everyone is welcome. In sports, looking to make it 2 wins in a row, the Cobra Cougars host Aurora tonight, and the Port Hope Panthers are in Picton tomorrow. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local 3-day weather forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jacob of SMM Law Professional Corporation. We can assist you with wills, powers of attorney, real estate, business transactions, construction liens, small claim court matters. If we can't help you with something, we will find you someone who can. Call SMM Law at 905-372-3395 or email hello@smmlaw.com. SMM Law, we are here for you.
Calling all cowboys and cowgirls. The Rotary Club of Port Hope welcomes you to their popular annual fundraiser, Enjoy the Flavors of Port Hope, Saturday, February 28th at 5:30 p.m. at the Coburg Lions Community Center. There's a casual country theme this year, and for one night only, you can feast on samplings from 11 local favorite restaurants who come together under one roof. In addition to great food, there will be games, silent and live auctions, and live entertainment. Help raise money for worthy local initiatives while having chuckloads of fun together. Tickets are $100 per person and available online at porthoperotary.com. Tickets sell fast, so don't delay. Dust off your boots and join the fun February 28th.
Now here's your truly local 3-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Mainly cloudy tonight, periods of snow beginning before morning, low minus 13, wind chill minus 14 this evening and minus 19 overnight. Periods of snow tomorrow, approximately 2 to 4 centimeters, high minus 1, wind chill minus 14 in the morning and minus 5 in the afternoon. Cloudy and a slight chance of flurries Wednesday, high minus 1. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.